It has been a long 17 weeks, but the NFL's second season is finally upon us, and that means it's time once again.
The playoffs? You kidding me?
Yes, Jim Mora, we are not kidding you. It is time for the playoffs, and joining us now, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
So, all right, let's talk about some of the games that we played last night. First of all, you tell me, what game last night gave us an indication of what will happen or be most exciting in the playoffs?
It's a good question. Well, it's the Monday after the NFL regular season ends. And so what was determined yesterday was really the seedings, which affects which teams get to play next week and which teams rest next week, and also where they're going to play. So I think yesterday what we found out with the Giants and Cowboys game, which I thought was the most compelling matchup, was really that the Giants are getting back to the form that that people expected them to play at the beginning of the season. Their defensive line played excellent. And then another compelling game was the Packers against the Detroit Lions, which was really sort of a dress rehearsal for the Detroit Lions to see, are they ready really to play in the playoffs?
And the answer?
Well,
we didn't expect them to beat the Packers, though.
This is the thing, though. With that game, you know, the Packer faithful, they were looking to see, could their backup quarterback play pretty well against them? And their backup quarterback threw six touchdown his name is Flynn. He threw six touchdown passes, which is the most for any Packers quarterback in their history. So the Packers look ready. The Detroit Lions need to clean it up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So let's go off with sort of this trend that our guys in the control room have identified here, and probably you as well, the mega offense. Is that sort of the strategy that we were seeing from a lot of teams as we move into the postseason?
Well, this season has been sort of the theme of the season has been the year of the quarterback and the passing offense.
Right.
You have five guys that are passing over 5,000 yards. It's really astounding, which means in two things, that the defenses are playing horribly. So that you saw that on display yesterday in some instances. And I think that's definitely going to be a part of the narrative going into the playoffs, particularly in the NFC where you have some of the best quarterbacks in the game, but also in the AFC where you have, guys like Brady for the New England Patriots, who he's deadly and he's lights out in the playoffs.
Which means we could actually see some real exciting play from quarterbacks in the postseason. But let's talk about one particular quarterback, and that's Tim Tebow. The Denver Broncos ended up split even, but they do get a shot at the playoffs here. What do you expect from the Denver Broncos?
Well, the Denver Broncos can't make it harder for themselves. The only silver lining is that they're going to be playing their first playoff game in a long time at home against who? The Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are a very tough team and a very difficult defense, and that's really going to be a challenge for Tim Tebow, a Tim Tebow-led offense, which struggles to pass the ball. And I think it's going to be a tough one for the Denver Broncos. If they can keep it under 10 points, which with a Tim Tebow-led team, if you can keep it under 10 points, you can still always have a chance to win. I don't think they're going to be able to do it against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Didn't help them much against the Chiefs yesterday. They kept it under 10 points at 7, but they still lost 7-3 against the Chiefs. So we'll see how they do in playoffs. Right?
People are figuring out how to play against Tim Tebow. And so it's not a knock on Tim Tebow. People are like, oh, God's not behind him. People don't like him because he's very vocal about his Christian faith. But they're figuring him out.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Happy New Year, Ibrahim.
Hey, Happy New Year to all you guys over there.
Happy New Year, Ibrahim.